This is The Good Life, food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Hey, well, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. I hope your summer's off to a good start and you're having some fun and you're cooking. And, you know, now that it's warmed up a little bit, if you don't want to heat the kitchen and you don't have an air fryer, you may want to rethink that purchase. We're going to be talking to Kathy Yoder. She's a mom of 8 kids. I don't know how she finds time to do anything. She's just done so many things, and she does such great videos on YouTube, and she's got a great website, and you should go there. It's simply KathyYoder.com, and Kathy's with a C. I'm looking at your about. Your first attempt at playing with an air fryer sounds interesting. I'm going to let you tell us about that. But you have become literally what is known as the queen of air fryers. I think that's so cool. Kathy, welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you for having me, Guy.
Well, let's talk about you. Take us back. Take us back to why you got interested in food in the first place, and tell us about your first exposure to air fryers at your house.
Well, the funny thing is, I actually don't love to cook. So I've got a big family, and so time in the kitchen is like, how can I shortcut it? What can I do? But still wanting to eat healthy. So anyway, way back in, I think it was 2017 or 18, I had a company send me an air fryer. I have a blog where we do like money saving deals and things like that. So this company sent me an air fryer just to check out. And I was like, okay, I'll take it. And it sat in a box in my bedroom for quite a bit. And then finally it was the summer, and we were having some company come over, and I was like, you know what, we're going to do burgers and fries, and I'm going to figure out that air fryer, French fries, right? Air fryer. That's what we do. So got that going, but there were like terrible instructions. And I put the entire bag of fries in the air fryer. So mistake number one right there. And it took forever to cook. And so the burgers are done, and I've got these soggy fries that are just terrible. So it was kind of embarrassing. So we kind of went ahead, I guess we'll eat our burgers. And I had another bag of fries. I put some in the oven. It was like, oh, bag this air fryer. It's not working. Anyway, we ended up eating. Finally, they were kind of ready, but everybody voted that the ones from the oven were better. And I was like, this thing's dumb. It's just a gimmick. I threw it back in the box and went back to the mudroom and finally made it to donation. And little did I know, you know, about a year later, I would have a friend that she made some salmon in the air fryer and had some pictures of it. And I was like, oh my goodness, that looks amazing. And you did that in the air fryer? So anyway, long story short, I bought the one she recommended and started playing around a little bit more. And fast forward to today, here I am. It's kind of been crazy.
Fast forward. I don't know how. Fast forward over calendar-wise, an extended period of time, but my goodness. Okay, so I should tell you my air fryer dilemma. My wife kind of wanted one, and we had room for this combination, which I should have known better. Air fryer, mini oven, you get the picture. You know, a flat thing, you open it up, mm-hmm. You slide things in on trays. It's a mess to clean up. And we used it once, and it's still sitting there collecting dust. It's brand new, still got the original instructions and everything all together. And then I go, similar experience to you, instead of packing it up and shipping it because I already threw the box out, I tried to give it to my kids. No, we don't want one. Okay. We had dinner at a friend's house, and she fixed stuff in the air fryer. I had had chicken wings at my brother's house. I had had broccoli done in the air fryer, but I didn't realize you could do like a whole small chicken or a couple of Cornish game hens and they came out so pretty and they look good. We're going to talk about I got to try and keep this organized. There's so many things I want to cover. We are going to talk about the book, by the way. And folks, we're talking about air fryer recipes, 150 plus yummy air fryer recipes for everything: dinner, sides, breakfast, snacks, lunch, desserts. You got it. Kath, the first part of the book, tips you need to know. There's been a lot of air fryer books, and I've had a couple on the show. But I'm always fond of saying, if the first 20 pages of a book, or less even, are worth the cost of the book for information, and you knocked it out of the park. Let's start with the basics. What kind of air fryer do you recommend the most? You know, what is one that is the easiest? Do I need a double-sided one? What do I need?
So, okay, yeah, I have tested, I think I'm over 30, well over 30 different types of air fryers. And honestly, the ones that I like the best, and this is my opinion, but I'm a self-proclaimed lazy cook, I like the drawer-style one. You mentioned you had oven. I heard you say it's a pain to clean, which, yes, I agree. So I like the drawer style, and those are just convenient because, number one, you don't need a hot pad to open it and pull the food out, like, you know, to take a look at the food, shake it up, anything like that. You can just use your hand. So number one there. Number two, it's way easier to clean. A lot of them are dishwasher safe, but, you know, I have a large family. I do not have room in the dishwasher for a whole air fryer basket, but they're super easy to clean, just right there in the sink. And what I do recommend is going for about 6-quart air fryer, which, you know, that's just annoying the way it's marketed, quart, liter, or whatever. I just tend to say, look at the horizontal cooking space. So, you know, some of them are like a round, very deep air fryer that say they're like 5 to 7 quarts or what have you. And there's not a lot of cooking space. So the ones I like are square and right around 9 by 9 inches. I've actually found one that's about 12.5 by 12.5 inches. That's a basket style that I really like. So kind of focusing more on that. So we still have that ease of using the basket, but plenty of cooking space. And then I like to go for about 1700 watts because you want enough power to keep the air, keep it circulating, so your food cooks faster, because that's the whole point of the air fryer, or one of the main points, is everything just cooks faster.
Well,
so that's what I recommend, and I have a whole video on my YouTube channel where I go into detail on all of those points.
Yeah, and let me just reiterate, I can't even talk. your YouTube channel is extensive, and you have a lot of information. And folks, if you just go to YouTube and search for Kathy Yoder, or better yet, Empowered Cooks, oh my goodness, they're easy to watch, and you can look up different techniques and things to cook and recipes. And then, of course, if you go back to KathyYoder.com, there's a bunch of information there too. Okay, so we get this, you know. The first one that I saw, my brother's, I thought was too small. It had the round basket, and it looked kind of like Darth Vader sitting on the counter, and and it worked. But again, I would have in that one where his wife cooked chicken wings pieces. I would have put more in there because I didn't have a clue. You said that you did that with French fries. What are some of the things that you think cook really well in an air fryer? What are the things that are easy to do that anybody can have for dinner?
Oh, yeah. And you bring a good point that I do recommend, like I said, 6-quart. But even I have a lot of people that are just cooking for 1 or 2 people, and I still recommend that size because you could do, for example, a frozen hamburger patty and French fries right next to it and cook those up in about 15 minutes. I usually do 380, you know, with a frozen burger. If you're doing like a fresh raw patty, it's like six minutes. But the air fryer is way more, you know, it's for so much more than fries or chicken wings. Like chicken wings, actually, if I'm doing frozen ones, I do kind of pile a lot of them in there because they shrink down as they cook.
Mm-hmm.
But steak in the air fryer, I mentioned earlier salmon. I love doing a protein and vegetables and seasoning. So it just, you really could go anywhere with that.
Yeah.
There's a few key points to know. Like if I have tender vegetables, then I want to cut my meat up smaller because it will all cook faster. But if I'm doing like potatoes, I would not have little chicken bites because the chicken would be done in 8 minutes and potato chunks are going to take closer to 12 to 15. But so there's, you know, some in and outs, a little bit of a learning curve, but really anything, if you can bake it, grill it, even a lot of stovetop things, you can cook in the air fryer.
And do you get good caramelization on the outside of a steak if you cook a 12-ounce strip steak?
I've actually been testing this before. I would, you know, temper the steak, do all the things, and it wouldn't have, you know, if you're throwing in a cast iron pan, you're definitely going to get more of that char than you would in the air fryer. But I did discover you have like a nice thick steak and it's frozen. It sounds so weird, but if it's frozen, you cook it. It takes about 20 minutes, but that means the exterior is getting a lot of char. If you like a nice, rare, you know, medium rare steak, like that's the way to go. Well, I was so surprised how that goes. Otherwise, you know, if I temper the steak and I love a sirloin or ribeye, 6 minutes, 8 minutes. It's, you know, there's some techniques. Again, I have a YouTube video that goes into that, but it turns out really good.
Well, I'm looking at the juicy roast beef and tender vegetables recipe. And did okay, so you took the frozen steak, I'm assuming in this case, because it's got a beautiful char. Did you cook that for a while before you put those tender vegetables in?
Yeah, so I think you are you looking at my recipe book?
Yeah, yeah.
That one, I think that it sounds like you're looking at the roast beef recipe, which was not, that's a little bit different. You need a nice cut of roast beef for the air fryer. Unlike, you know, a slow cooker or a pressure cooker, they lock in the moisture as far as, you know, so you can do a cheap cut. Air fryer, it would probably dry out if you had a cheaper cut.
Okay.
But yes, that one I did start cooking the meat, and then I add in the tender veggies. The potatoes I do cook the full amount of time with the meat.
But, you know,
whole chicken you mentioned earlier, whole chicken is fantastic in the air fryer.
It sounds easy, but I got to try it. I need to give my toaster, oven, air fryer away and get, well, like I said, friends have one of those double drawer things so you could cook two different things, and they're big. You know, it's it's pretty neat. Well, let's take a quick break. We come back, I want to talk a little more about some of the recipes in the book. We could spend the rest of our time together talking about the front section and do's and don'ts and tips. But towards the end, I want to talk about some of your other things. You've turned into quite the product promoter and salesperson, and I didn't realize there was that many cool things you could get to make your air fryer better. And we'll talk about that after this quick break. Don't run off. I'm Guy Bauer. It's a Good Life. I'm glad you're with us. Kathy Yoder's my guest, and we're talking about air fryer recipes. 150 plus from everything from breakfast, sides, dinners, lunch, even desserts. We'll be right back after this break. Don't run off.